Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, this is episode 6 of our 12-part series in which we're listening to and talking about the 12 songs on Ozzy's Guitar, my first album, and Ozzy's Guitar 20 years later that just came out here in 2020, just about a little more than a month ago. And we're looking at each of those 12 songs, listening to both versions. This episode, we're actually going to listen to three versions because we're listening to a song that appears on both of those albums and also was pulled over in 2014 and 2015 as a part of Dead Eyes Wild West, the musical that I composed the music for and directed the band, co-written, with my good friend Paul Higbee. So we're going to, right smack in the middle, we're going to listen to that version as well. That is the cast recording from 2014 of Dead Eyes Wild West. The song we're talking about is Hampton Town. Hampton Town. So we'll start off by listening to Hampton Town from Ozzy's Guitar in 2000. And we'll talk about the lyrics, talk about the music, and then listen to the other two versions after that. So here we are, 2000's Hampton Town.
Traveling man, listen here, a stranger alone has cause for fear. If you go down to Hampton, watch your back. Or a star and a feather don't come back. You'll be wearing a rope without no slack. You'll be swinging like taters in a gunny sack. If you go down to Hampton, watch your back. Sheriff, they just call him Jed. Grease his palm, he'll turn his head. It's a man like you who's toting cash. You best make your visit and make it fast. Your luck gonna run out in a flash. Them Hampton folk don't take the trash. That's a man like you who's toting cash. Sometimes I want to kiss the ground where the good folk got done spread around. But I burn my boots and I settle down before I step a foot in Hampton Town. Kiss the ground where the good folk got done spread around. I burn my boots and I settle down before I step one foot in Hampton Town. You see, I had a girl some time ago, was the sweetest thing you'd ever know. Well, she went down to Hampton, never came out. Yeah, they twisted her nearly inside out. She forgot what love was all about. She's a Hampton girl now, there ain't no doubt. She went down to Hampton, never came out. Sometimes I wanna kiss the ground, good folk got them spread around. I burned my boots and I settled down, where I'll step a foot in Hampton Town. Sometimes I want to kiss the ground, but the good folk got them spread around. I burned my boots and I settled down. Foot in Hampton Town.
The original Hampton Town from 2000, written probably about 1998, 99, somewhere in there. So not too long before we before I put out that that first album. Written at a time when I was really having fun with a lot of bluegrass stuff. I had been in a in a little songwriting class, and I had actually been working out some things with flat picking that were kind of fresh for me. That kind of, you know, moved up a notch in my guitar playing, and I had also picked up the mandolin and was playing around with the mandolin a lot. And so I was really interested and enthused, as I have always been and still am, with bluegrass. And so this song was written really kind of at the same time in a batch of other songs that were on that first album. I would include Wildflower Moon, which we'll talk about later. It's also on the album, and Call It a Day, which is also on the album. But this one was probably the fastest paced, most challenging to play for me at the time, a flat picking song. And actually, when I wrote it, I had just gotten my recording equipment, or got it very soon after. When I wrote the song, I thought, I will never, ever be able to play this and sing it, because the challenge of playing that fast flat picking and being able to sing and stay kind of on rhythm, because it's a rhythmically challenging song, or maybe a rhythmically challenged song. But anyway, it's a challenging song to perform live. And at the time, I remember thinking, I really love this, but I don't know if I'll ever be able to perform that live. Well, eventually, I was able to, of course. But the recording process helped a lot, because I was able to lay down what I had composed on the guitar, and then, of course, be free of having to make sure I played the guitar well as I worked out the vocals and exactly the phrasing of the lines and everything, which is, I think, a really huge thing for those of us who are songwriters and have at least some sort of a home studio, a multi-track home studio. That's probably the biggest tool for my songwriting that I could point to, that enabled me to lay down some basic tracks and then play around with what I was doing with the vocals, with what I was doing with other instrumentation. And that foundationally sometimes really reshapes a song. Songs that come out on a solo instrument with a singer are fantastic and wonderful. And I've got plenty of songs like that. But then there are other songs that just, part of their life is what you're able to do either with a band or with multiple tracks. And so this one was really one of those. I wrote the song, like I said, probably, I don't know, 98, 99, somewhere in there. And it was mostly the music, okay? So the writing of the lyrics had to kind of came once the music was really, really moving, and I thought, okay, what do I need to write about? Well, let's write kind of a warning song for somebody who's out there traveling, kind of, you know, kind of the classic kind of warning about to the hobos riding the train, or the classic song warning about certain towns. And Hampton Town is not any particular town. I happen to live, when I lived in Nebraska, I lived near Hampton, Nebraska, but that's not Hampton Town. Hampton Town became the name because it seems like a lot of states have a Hampton. And so that seemed to be a good generic sort of name. And it became kind of a warning song for those who are traveling about a place you might not want to visit, or you might not want to stay too long because there's some problems there. And at the time when I wrote this, there's a real, I'm noticing now with things the way they are currently here in our country, I'm sort of noticing this dark edge that's in this that had not, it was always there, but it hadn't really jumped out at me. I mean, this is a song that actually talks about lynching, okay? And it's a song that's very upbeat, very, very fast-paced, very light in many ways. And yet it's a song that takes on the issue of lynching. Now, I wouldn't stand here and propose to you that it takes it on in a real deep and heavy way, but it does take it on, I think, in an honest way, because this song, as we'll see as we take a look at the lyrics, is about the wrong kind of attitude that people can have, the ways that we can become the kind of community or the kind of town that no one would want to visit because of the exclusivity, because of the rejection and judgment of others. And as I recall, that was something I knew a little bit about back in 1998, but not a whole lot. I know a whole lot more about that now, both personally and in with events in our country. But I'm realizing that this has some strong resonance, I think, with political things that are going on right now. So we'll take a look at the lyrics, talk a little bit about the music, and then we've still got two other versions to listen to. This is just the original from 2000. We've got a 2014 and a 2020 version to listen to as well. So this will be a big, long episode. Hampton Town. If you're a traveling man, then listen here. A stranger alone is cause for fear. If you go down to Hampton, watch your back. Or it's tar and a feather and don't come back. Or you're wearing a rope without no slack. You'll be swinging like taters in a gunny sack. If you go down to Hampton, watch your back. So it starts out, I don't know, musically sounds fairly light. And we're going to talk about, by the way, we'll talk about the square dance calls here in just a little bit, and deal with that as well. But that's kind of a framing piece, the square dance calls, and we'll talk about those in a bit. But so what we've got here is a warning song about a town that if you're not the right kind of person, you better be careful if you go there, okay? And the very specific warning, it's going to be tar and feather, okay, which is a painful running out of town, but not deadly. Or it's going to be wearing a rope without no slack, swinging like taters in a gunny sack. A true lynching and hanging. And so this warning about this town sets the tone, you know, for this song. And then we get a little bit about the reasoning behind that in this next verse. Well, the sheriff, they just call him Jed. Grease his palm and he'll turn his head. Unless a man like you is toting cash, you best make your visit and make it fast. Your luck's gonna run out in a flash. Them Hampton folk don't take to trash unless a man like you is toting cash. So in verse 2, we get a little bit about the reason, and it's primarily economic, according to the song. But of course, as we know, that those economic things are a stand-in for a lot of elements, but all kinds of elements, class systems, racial issues, any sort of town or community that says, "Hey, we're this kind of community, and we don't really like to have that messed up, you know, by people who are the wrong kind of people." Whatever kind of people that is, if it's not enough money, if it's not the right race, if it's not the right religion, if it's not the right social class, if it's not whatever you want to name, all of those ways in which we exhibit judgment and inequity upon each other, it's that kind of town. And so we get to the chorus. "Sometimes I want to kiss the ground for the good folk God done spread around. But I'd burn my boots and settle down for I'd step a foot in Hampton Town." So in the chorus, we have this recognition that humanity in general is a pretty good thing. It's a lovely place. "Sometimes I want to kiss the ground for the good folk God done spread around. But I'd burn my boots and settle down before I'd step a foot in Hampton Town." There are some communities that are just toxic, that you realize this is not the kind of place I want to be. This is not the kind of place you want to be, because in order to be there, you're going to have to be something that you're not. You're going to have to be something that either is impossible for you to be or that you really don't want to be ultimately. So we get into instrumental verse there and some fun bluegrassy guitar picking and harmonica, mandolin in the background. The mandolin's a little muffled. Listen to that recording, listening to it again just now, I thought, boy, that mandolin's kind of way back there in the muffled background. There's some things I'd do differently now in the studio. And then we get a repeat of the chorus, and then we get into this third verse. "You see, I had a girl some time ago, was the sweetest thing you'd ever know. But she went down to Hampton and never came out. Yeah, they twisted her nearly inside out. She forgot what love is all about. She's a Hampton girl now, there ain't no doubt. Yeah, she went down to Hampton, never came out." Well, that's that piece to make it in Hampton, to survive in Hampton, to survive as a part of one of those communities, you fundamentally have to become something you're not. And in this song, with this young woman that he was in love with, she forgot what love was all about, which really, I think, is the point of the song. Hampton Town is a stand-in for any community that fails in being a loving community, fails in being a loving, accepting, embracing community of the other, whomever the other is, outsiders, dare I say, immigrants, folks who come in from a different perspective, whatever perspective that is. Hampton Town is a stand-in for that kind of community. Now, it would be silly, and you're probably beginning to see why I'm realizing as I talk about this, that this song that was written so many years ago, right now seems to have a particular resonance, because I think we verge as a country. Now, I want to be clear about this. I'm an American through and through. I'm proud to be an American. But part of my personal patriotism, if you want to call it that, is feeling compelled to call us, our country, out when we fall short of what we should be. And I think that's one of the most important forms of patriotism that we have. I'm not saying there aren't other things that one might do to demonstrate patriotism. But I think being able to call out where we're falling short when we need to do that, to have the courage to do that, because it takes courage. Because when you do that, you will get yourself in trouble with those within your own community, within your own family, within your own nation. You will get yourself in trouble. But I think to have the integrity to do that is incredibly important. So really, in a way, Hampton Town is a metaphor, could be a metaphor, for where we possibly could be going as a nation. We don't want to be the kind of community, the kind of nation that that has a sheriff named Jed, who, if he just grease his palm enough, he'll take care of things the way it needs to be taken care of. You know, we see evidence of that in Washington. We see evidence of people being driven by power and money, not by what their constituents need or what their constituents deserve or what they've been elected to do. We see those who are loose and free with lying, with falsehood, with underhanded operations. And so being able to recognize that and say that's not love. That's not what America's about. That's not what we should be about. And being able to call that out. You know, there are groups calling that out right now. Whether you agree 100% with them or not, there are groups calling that out right now. Black Lives Matter comes to mind. Okay, that's the one that's most prominent at the moment. And if you're not able to see, and now you can take issue with various things, and that's good. We need to take issue with how things are approached. But if you can't recognize the particular inequities that Black Lives Matter is trying to address or asking us to recognize and address, then you're missing the point. That got pretty heavy, but I think it had to. This is a fairly light, was initially a fairly light song, and I think there's a darkness in it that just really, I think, is resonating now for me. And I hope it's, I hope you're recognizing the importance of that, I think. Well, let's go back to the light side just a little bit. So as I was working on this back in 1990, whatever, one of my, another piece of my process is to have various drafts of the recording and to play them. And at the time I was working for a university and I was doing a lot of traveling around to different schools in the region. And so I had a lot of road time. So I would listen to whatever I was working on, trying to decide what to do with it next. And so listening to this on a trip, as I recall, down to Hot Springs, South Dakota, from Spearfish, it struck me that this was a square dance, could be a square dance song, but it didn't have a caller, so I needed to write some calls. And now, before you think, well, I didn't realize Scott knew a lot about square dance. I don't know a lot about square dancing. What I know about square dancing comes from a particular Bugs Bunny cartoon about these two brothers who were hillbillies. Now, I can talk about hillbillies because my family came from the Ozarks, and I have plenty of hillbilly cred in my genes, so I can do this. But Bugs Bunny has a fiddle, and he is playing and calling a square dance. And these two hillbillies who are in the cartoon, they're angry. They're trying to get Bugs, but he's dressed up and he's the caller because he knows that as he shouts out these calls, they have to do exactly what he says. And so he does all these hilarious calls that has them beating each other over the head with logs and tugging on each other's beards, and eventually they walk into this water, and they jump into the pond, but it's all done in the form of a square dance. And so I thought, I just got to write some square dance calls, and I'll have a square dance caller back there in the background, and he'll be calling it out. So we'll take a look at the calls. Those were written after the song was written. I had these long instrumental sections in the song, and so it was perfect for the square dance caller. So what we have on the square dance calls: take her hand, that pretty little thing, promenade around the ring. Possum in the hen house, coon in the spring. Hold on tight, because now we're going to sing. Now you're cooking, here we go. Change directions, do-si-do. Bow to your partner, bow to your beau. Careful not to step on your sweetheart's toe. Step to the middle, step to the side. In Hampton Town, ain't nowhere to hide. So we're kind of, the caller's kind of supporting some of the content of the song there. Gone tomorrow, here today, hold her sweet while you promenade. Kick up your heels just like I say and hold on tight because now we're going to play. That's just before the instrumental. Step to the corner, ladies first, quick as a rabbit, slow as a hearse. Don't stop now, there's one more verse, a little bit softer, could be worse. Step to the middle, step to the side, in Hampton Town ain't nowhere to hide. And then lastly, take that girl, swing her around, fancy shoes and a calico gown. Roost in the holler and peck on the ground, but never go down to Hampton Town. So in the end, Hampton Town became this massive experiment in my newly found skills in flat picking on the guitar. My newly found skills in playing a mandolin that I had just recently acquired. Writing a song that had a very dark edge that maybe I wasn't completely fully aware of, and then embellishing it with an inspiration from Bugs Bunny. And so sometimes that's how a song comes together. Now, this one actually came together, like I said, in such a strange an interesting way. My friends at the time in 2000, who were kind of giving me a little bit of feedback on the album, unanimously felt like Hampton Town was the best song on the album, which I didn't, but I liked it a lot. They felt like Hampton Town ought to be first on the album, and maybe it should have been. I don't know. The album was called Ozzy's Guitar, so you know it was hard to highlight a song other than above the title song, but I probably see that differently now. But anyway, Hampton Town really came together in this really interesting way. And so, what's exciting about that then for me, aside from it being a real vehicle for me to kind of spread my wings a little bit musically with some things. It came back into play. So in 2013 or so, a friend of mine, Paul Higbee, said, "Hey, I've got this this one act comedic play that's set here in Spearfish, and it's almost a melodrama. It's a comic character named Deadeye Dan and his sidekick, and they're coming to town, and they kind of fool everybody, trick everybody, but then it all ends happily ever after, and everything. But there's a lot of booing and hissing when he comes out, and you know, other things like that. Sort of a little melodramatic. But he said, what we'd like to do is we'd like to redo it. We did it several years back, but we want to do it now as a musical. But we need music. So he talked with me about, he gave me kind of the layout of the trajectory of the plot. And so I began composing new songs, fresh songs for the show. But I also had a few songs that fit really well in different places. Hampton Town happened to be one of them. Hampton Town, if you know anything about musical theater, musical comedies in particular, the act two opener is supposed to be big. Okay, everybody's had a little break, and so you open act two with a big act two, kind of pull out all the stops kind of song. Well, that was Hampton Town. We had our band on stage. It was a performance among the Dead Eye Dan and his sidekick, and they performed Hampton Town as part of a show that they were doing for the town, and so what we'll do is we'll give a listen to that, and this is Hampton Town from Dead Eye Dan, from the original cast recording of Dead Eye Dan, or of Dead Eye's Wild West was the name of the show. And it features Randy Bender and Sarah Carlson, and then also Kelsey Higby, who was Paul's daughter. Now there were several other members of the band, but on this particular recording, we weren't able to get the whole band in to record that. So the instrumentation was primarily the instrumentation that I had put together for rehearsal purposes, and then Kelsey added the fiddle, and you'll hear both Sarah and Randy singing. So this is Hampton Town, the Act Two opener for Dead Eye's Wild West from the 2014 original cast recording.
Here, a stranger alone has caused more fear. If you go down to Hampton, watch your back. Or it's time and a feather and don't come back. You'll be wearing a robe without no slack. He's swinging like titties and a gun is sound. If you go down to Hampton, watch your back. The sheriff, they just call him Jack Grease. His palm, he'll turn his head.
Plus, a man like you is toting cash.
Best make your visit, make it fast. Your luck's gonna run out in a flash. Them Hampton folk don't take to trash.
Plus, a man like you is toting cash.
Step to the middle and step to the side. In Hampton Town ain't nowhere to hide.
Sometimes I wanna kiss the ground, but the good folk gone done spread around. I put my boots like so. Step a foot in Hampton Town.
Tomorrow, here, today, hold her sweet while you promenade. Kick up your heels just like I say. Hold on tight, cause now we're gonna play.
Step a foot in Hampton Town.
Step to the corners, ladies first. Quick as a rabbit, slow as a hearse. Don't stop now, there's one more verse. A little bit softer, could feel worse.
Had a girl some time ago, was the sweetest thing you'd ever know. She went down to Hampton, never came out.
Yeah, they twisted her
little inside out. She forgot what love is all about. She's a Hampton girl now, there ain't no doubt. She went down to Hampton, never came
step
out.
Step to the middle, step to the side. In Hampton Town ain't nowhere to hide.
Sometimes I wanna kiss the ground, but the good folk gone done spread around. Not for nothing, so I'd settle down. For I'd step a foot in Hampton Town.
Sometimes I wanna kiss the ground, but the good folk gone done spread around. Not for nothing, so I'd settle down.
a foot in Hampton Town.
So as I said, that was not the original band, although, and I'll mention the other band members. I was of course in the band, and then Kelsey Higby was in the band. Brian Leslie, my brother-in-law, was in the band. He was playing keyboards and guitar some, and then Enos Ray was our bassist. And we were on stage interacting and engaging along with the cast members. And so it was lots and lots of fun. It was my first experience with kind of directing. I had been a theater director for several years earlier, but my first time directing the band and being on the stage. And of course, that was also me. I was the caller. I got to be the caller. Which was another challenge. I thought, can I play my guitar and be the caller? Is that going to work? Can I still? And I was able to do it. So sometimes you have that little lack of musical confidence that you can, you know, walk and chew gum at the same time. But, anyway, lots and lots of fun. We did that both summers, 2014 and 2015. 2014, we were in at the Matthews Opera House here in Spearfish, and then 2015, we took it up to Lead to the Homestake Opera House and performed it up there all summer. So, lots of fun. It was a lot of fun to have this song get a different life, a new life, to be sung and interpreted by a couple of actors who were. And I'll just say this: it was amazing because they were doing a whole remarkable dance routine as they were singing, and it was high. It was a very high energy show, and they were just worn out by the end of it. So it was just amazing. They did an incredible job, both Sarah and Randy on those two parts. So that was 2014's version that came out along with Dead Eyes Wild West. So that brings us up to 2020, and we'll take a listen to the reimagined version from Ozzy's guitar 20 years later, which I think you'll notice they're certainly plenty of similarities, but took a different tone, a different style. Now it still wasn't taking into account. I think as I was working on this, and I began working on this a little more than a year ago, I really still wasn't thinking about those darker implications that we talked about earlier, and how resonant in my mind a lot of the ideas in the song are with what's going on right now, that has just become incredibly clear to me at the moment. That it's an incredibly important message, even if you fail to catch it, it just in tapping your toe and singing along with the bluegrassy music. Don't miss the message that communities that reject anyone who's the other, who's not like us, don't have a use for those who aren't like us. That's a problem. That's a real ugliness. That's the ugly side of humanity. And as the song says, there's plenty of folks in the world that we can just be super thankful for, that they're just wonderful people. There's plenty of them. They're all around us. So we can't allow ourselves to be sucked into this ugliness that is sometimes a temptation for our character. And I think it grows out of fear. When we get scared about something, economic stuff, falsely scared by lies about horrible things that are going to happen. And we're going to lose our country. You know, we're going to lose who we are. We're not going to be us anymore. We allow ourselves to buy into that. Then we start getting all fearful. And we suck up into a little ball and reject everybody who's slightly different. And we just can't be that way. If I was going to say what's un-American, that's un-American. Okay, that's un-American. We're a place that knows how to open up and embrace, and help people find their place among us. That's who we are as Americans. I think it's who we need to be. It's who we aspire to be. So, let's listen to Hampton Town, our third version for this episode from 2020's Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later.
All right, folks, step on over here now. You take her hand, that pretty little thing, promenade around the ring. Blossom in the hen house, go in the spring. Hold on tight, cause now we're gonna sing.
If you're a traveling man, listen here. A stranger alone has cause for fear. If you go down to Hampton, watch your back. Or a star and a feather and don't come back. You'd be wearing a rope without no slack. You'd be swinging like taters in a gunny sack. If you go down to Hampton, watch your back.
Now you're cooking, here we go. Change directions, no side, no bow to your partner, bow to your bow. Careful not to step on that sweetheart's toe.
Well, the sheriff did just call him Jed. Grease his palm, he'll turn his head. Listen, a man like you is toting cash. You best make a visit, make it fast. Your luck gonna run out in a flash. Them Hampton folk don't take the trash. Listen, a man like you is toting cash.
Step to the middle, step to the side. Hampton Town ain't nowhere to hide.
Well, sometime I wanna kiss the ground, but the good folk God does spread around. I've burned my boots and I settle down, before I step a foot in Hampton Town.
Come on here today, hold her sweet while you promenade, and kick up your heels just like I say. Hold on tight, cause now we're gonna play.
There we go. So 2020's version, what you might notice first is more of a almost a hip hop beat. So we're moving. I used some rhythm tracks in there and moved the thing up. I also raised it maybe a step or two, the key. So but it moves fast. We've got some electric guitar in there in the middle middle section in the instrumental. I also, earlier I said I was introducing instruments. I brought in the banjo some in there in the middle, and that's the four string tenor banjo is what I play. So, and I pretty much flat pick it. Don't get too impressed. Lots and lots of fun to bring this one sort of up to date in some ways. Got the rock organ in there on the choruses, really, really brought it to life. And then that growly, kind of gravelly kind of bass going in there back in the background, kind of pounding all the way through. Lots and lots of fun with this. I want to remind everyone, though, not to make too big of a point of it, but we're right now just a few days away from an election, and so I'm real serious about the stuff that I mentioned earlier about us being the kind of community, the kind of communities that are embracing, that don't look and say, "Hey, you're not one of us." The first thing we do is say, "Hey, wow, you're doing something special and different. Hey, we want to know about that." We need to be that kind of community. We need to be that kind of nation, that kind of country. If you agree with me, you have a strong opportunity coming up November 3rd to make that known. So I would encourage you to do so. And let's not just be a Hampton town. Let's be the kind of nation, the kind of communities that welcome and embrace and demonstrate that kind of integrity, caring about people more than we care about power, money. Don't objectify people. Don't get fearful of the other just because they're not the same as me. We all know that. We know that. That's Americans know that. We just forget it sometimes. We forget it when we get scared enough by somebody, not mentioning any names. So anyway, thank you for joining me for another episode of Dancing Moon Songcast. You can hear all of my songs and read all my lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com, stream on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon, et cetera, anywhere you like to stream music, you can find it. Just look for artist Scott Simpson. And I've got currently 28 albums out there. A little secret, I've got another one coming up. I've been working on some brand new fresh stuff that I'm super excited about. That'll be coming out probably in 2021, early part of the year. So that's something that I'm looking forward to. You can look forward to it too. Again, thanks for joining me, and be the kind of community that people don't have to write warning songs about. Be the kind of place that people want to go because they know they'll find their people there, and they'll get to know new things about themselves and about other folks. So take care and be well.